Yes, when I was at Crest of Silks, I started cycling with friends, and then I soon got on to racing. And initially, it was with Harts Wheelers, which was based at Stansted Abbotts. And then I got fairly good at it, so I joined the Welland Wheelers, and we even had somebody who went to Mexico Olympics there. So
Really? Do you
yeah,
remember his name or her name?
Brenda McKeown.
And where was Welland Wheelers based?
At the Cosnham Stadium. I practiced about 5 days a week. There was track racing, time trials, and road racing. And yeah, I did probably about 160 miles a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you typical?
I was considered promising as a 18-year-old. I was yeah, considered slightly better than the average at the time for that age group. And the only reason I left there was at 19 years old, my parents moved to Yorkshire, so I had nowhere to live, so I had to move, go with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your time at Welland Wheelers, did you go sort of to track meetings?
We had such a good track at Welland Wheelers, the track, you know, that we had a every Wednesday we'd have a event, and the local QE2 A&E used to get upset because every Wednesday there'd be new people coming down there, including me. When you, yeah,
You had accidents, did you?
yes, you fall off, and the running track that was inside the cycle track was made of cinder. So if you fell on that, you got a lot of gravel in your wounds. So broken bones, all sorts of stuff. But fortunately, I only ended up with gravel in my arm. Yes, it was inevitable that there were accidents. You know, it's.
Did you wear helmets?
Yes, we did. On the track, we wore helmets. In fact, on the road racing, we wore helmets. They weren't as good as the modern helmets, but you know, they offered some protection.
And road races, where did you do those?
Oh, all over. Tring, Welling Garden round, Cheshunt, all over the place. You know, it was a that was that that literally was that somebody work out a route. The road race is usually between 45 and 60 miles, yeah, and
But if you were racing at Tring, did you have to cycle to Tring to then do the race?
Sometimes yes, and sometimes I get a lift on a motorbike or something. You know, or if I was really lucky, a car, but that was unusual.
How would your bike get there then?
You'd strap it to the motorbike. It was probably wouldn't allow it these days. Yes, all ages. I say all ages, because the Welland Wheelers was mainly a racing club rather than a touring club. The ages were from teenagers, where I was, to early 40s.
And did they hold, so they hold races at the Gosling.
Yes.
What would that involve?
It was organised that you'd either do, you know, there's various routes, various races organised, and you get visiting clubs come in, and you need a special bike for the track, where it's a fixed wheel bike. And so I had three bikes, one for training, one for racing, road racing, and one for track racing.
Right.
And to be honest, it sort of that was my life. You know, work was just a means of earning the money so I could do cycle racing.
And did Brendan come back to the club at all?
Oh yeah.
So after the Olympics, it carried on as before?
He was still a member of the club. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it wasn't sort of like these days where somebody gets good and that's the last you see of them.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
He came back. And did you have much contact with him?
Yes, he gave me a hard time once because I gave up in the middle of a race.
Why did you give up?
Because I wasn't good enough and I was aching too much. So
was this a road race? Or?
Yeah, it was a road race. He gave me a really hard time.
Okay.
So I remember that and didn't give up after that.
How old were you then?
18.
And where were you racing at that time?
That was No, is it North Hertfordshire?
Mm. Yeah. And how far had you got when you gave up?
About 25 miles.
Mm. And how far had you got to go?
About another 25 miles.
Right. So you didn't do that again?
No.
So it was a lesson.
Yes, he shamed me into, because he didn't just have a go at me, he had a go at me in front of everybody.
So what sort of gear did you wear in those days for cycling?
Oh, it's very similar to what they wear today. It's very tight shorts with a chamois leather. You wear special cycle shorts, cycle shoes with clips, so they clip into the ear. You strap yourself in, and the top is like a sort of, you know, it's all designed for wind resistance, and of course most cyclists, including myself, are pretty thin, so it was fairly clingy. Then you end up with a couple of pockets in the back of the shirt, so you can put stuff in them.
What would you eat while you were on one of these would you eat at all when you were on one of these races?
For a 60-mile race, no, you wouldn't bother. You just drink in heat. Although you wouldn't even do that if it wasn't that special, it wasn't that warm. Mm. Some people would eat, yeah, all sorts of stuff. But
So it was 5 nights a week, was it? Was that all year round?
I would probably, it would including the race day. So it'd be Sunday plus 4 other nights, probably. Mm. Yes, although probably in the winter, it may be just one night less. Mm. And
was it just going round and round a track, or did you do different sorts of
track? Oh no, you go into you go on the road mainly. Mm. I also trained with a couple of people who lived in Attawall Road.
Do you remember their names?
Yes, Chris Kubitsky. Mm. He was better than I was. And his brother, his younger brother, he came sixth in the national cyclocross. Oh. So he was pretty good as well.
What is cyclocross?
Cyclocross is something I never did, but it's where you cycle across cross country.
Oh, right.
And you have to, you get stiles you have to get over, and you have to get off the bike and.
Right.
Never appealed to me getting all that mud in me. Yeah.
So you're in terms of training, it was just putting in the miles, was it?
Yes, basically.
No gym work or anything.
No, we didn't. No. And you mixed up the speed, obviously.
Mm. Who decided the training routine?
We made it up ourselves, because obviously we all read up on the local cycle magazines to find out what training regimes were good.
Mm.
So
so there was nobody who sort of led it as a trainer?
No.
All worked out?
No, it was very informal, yeah.
Right. And how many of you were there, as committed as that?
25.
Mm. Were there women there as well as boys?
Not in my days, no.
No. Was that deliberate or just...?
No, we didn't exclude them, it's just that they weren't attracted to the...
And were they all Welwyn Garden City people?
Welwyn or Hertford, yeah. We had one member who was in his early 40s, and in his younger days, he actually went on the Tour of Britain. Mm. So he was also, he had the yellow jersey as well. So
really? Do you remember his name?
I was just trying to think of it. I've forgotten his name now. Mm.
What sort of year would this be that you were there?
1968, 69. Mm. And nothing interfered with my cycle racing.